Welcome to the AEW Match Guide Podcast, where we deep dive into the best matches in AEW history. Brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network and your host, Sam Brown.
Hello and welcome back to the AEW Match Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Sam Brown. Thank you so much for joining me. Yes, it's true. Don't adjust your dials. Your speakers are not lying to you. The AEW Match Guide is back for a fourth season. I'm so excited to be back. And I've got a really exciting season in store for all of you. I'll be giving you more information about that today as well. Today is going to be an introductory podcast, a prelude, if you will, sort of introducing the season, talking about where I'm at. And I'm also going, I've got my good friend Floyd Johnson Jr. from All Things Elite to have a bit of fun with. I'll talk all about that in a moment. But before I do, I need to let you know that if you enjoy the show today, you can subscribe or rate it on your podcast app of choice. You can support the Social Suplex Podcast Network financially through Red Circle. And make sure you check out all of the other shows we've got here on the Social Suplex Podcast Network. We cover all aspects of the world of pro wrestling. We've got One Nation Radio, Keeping It Strong Style, All Things Elite, Tunnel Talk, the Trish and Sarah Wrestling Podcast, Wrestle Art with Chris Things, Imp's AEW Adventure, and the newcomers who are taking the Social Suplex Network by storm, joshing around. And also another new thing in the Social Suplex is, since the AEW Match Guide was last on the air, we've got the Social Suplex newsletter, which you can subscribe to, socialsuplex.com/newsletter. That's a free newsletter that goes into incredible depth about wrestling all around the world. Shout out to the guys who produced that. It's a mammoth feat and it's a really great resource. You can become part of the Social Suplex community by joining our Discord, where you can chat with our hosts, with the hosts of all our podcasts, as well as other wrestling fans from around the world. I'll be putting links to all of these things in the podcast description. The Social Suplex Discord is where I've been spending most of my time over the last 6 months or so since you last heard from me. And look, it is really exciting to be back. You may have listened to my sort of in-between seasons episodes that I did. Myself, Floyd, and Imp did a bit of a knockout comp to talk about who the greatest AEW men's wrestler has been over the history of, throughout the history of promotion towards the end of last year. I reviewed the book Becoming All Elite. This book is All Elite. I've forgotten the title of it already. It wasn't a great book review, to be honest. It did not hold up well, but I reviewed that. And I also, and this is sort of what got the itch going. It made me want to scratch an itch. I did, with the young boy, a match guide review breakdown of Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kota Ibushi. I did that in November last year in the lead up to Hiroshi Tanahashi's retirement. And it got me thinking. It got the gears turning in my mind, and it brought me back to something that I had wanted to do for quite a while, which is move beyond the ropes of Tony Khan's wrestling promotions and explore the wrestlers, the movements, the promotions, the matches that influenced and created what we have in AEW. So whether that's the wrestlers that are involved, or whether that's the style of wrestling that we've got, or whether it's elements that have come together, or maybe even going back a lot longer historically and looking at the influences that Tony Khan had growing up. I'm really excited to do this for the fourth season. I think it's a new spin on things that we haven't done. There's still plenty of AEW matches I'd love to cover one day, but this will give a chance to do something a little bit different, broaden our horizons, but still with the idea that I want to bring to everyone with the AEW Match Guide, and that is in-depth analysis. It's review. It's going into the detail on the build, going into the review, the detail on the match. It's not just talking about the moves themselves. It's talking about the story the wrestlers are being told, the way the characters are interacting, the themes that they're bringing up, and then talking about the legacy and what it meant for what the matches that we review meant for the characters going forward. We're going to be continuing that. We're going to be continuing to look at matches through that lens, because I don't think there's enough people who truly break things down the way that we do here. There's a few other podcasts that do something similar, but I don't think anyone does what we do here on the AEW Match Guide. I love doing it. I'm glad you guys love listening to it. And I'm so excited to be bringing a fourth season of the podcast to everyone. And I'll give you a bit of a teaser. We've got a few recordings already in the can. In about a fortnight's time, it'll be coming every fortnight on a Monday. In a fortnight's time, I'm going to be joined by the amazing Trish Spears. We're going to be talking about Kazuchika Okada versus Tetsuya Naito from Wrestle Kingdom 14, one of the biggest New Japan wrestling matches that they have ever had in that Tokyo Dome. A fortnight after that, I'm going to be talking the Golden Lovers versus the Young Bucks with my good friend Imp. I'm going to be talking Eddie Kingston versus Mike Quackenbush, talking about Chikara. Who talks about Chikara in 2026? We do on the AW Match Guide, and there's a very good reason for it. So we're going to be digging into that. And then also, I've got lined up for the fourth episode of the season, Will Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi. And that's a good enough place to bring in who the person who will be on my guest that day, Floyd Johnson Jr. It's great to have you here, Floyd, my friend. How are you going? It's been so long. It's been a while since we've done a podcast together.
What's the crack? How are you? I'm doing good.
What's the crack? I'm not Irish, mate. I'm not Irish.
Yes. I like to bust out a little bit of my Irish, Irish genetics in me. Did a 23andMe. I'm a little Irish, a little Scottish. Really? I'll take it. Yes. Hey, me and Drew McIntyre are basically twins. He won't hear me when I tell him, but we're basically twins. We were only born 4 days apart, and we're both got Scottish heritage. I'm like, I can't wait to rock a kilt. Just be like him one day. But
mate, if you were standing next to him in a kilt, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I can tell you that straight away.
That's how I see
like
twins. It.
It's like the same person.
Yes, that's how I see it. So, I'm really excited to be on the show today. Yeah, Match Guide. I'm glad Jeremy decided to renew you for season 4. We tried to re-up your contract.
I had a long negotiation period, I tell you.
He thought about just adding injury time onto it. So
look, yeah. I went to Joe Lanza at Voices of Wrestling. I had that conversation, you know, with you've got to explore all your options here. Like, you've got to know what's open to you. You've got to know your value in the podcast network market. thank you for joining me, Floyd. It's good to have you here on the kickoff show. Yeah, I've been in a lot of dialogue with you throughout the last 6 months, well, last 9 months, really, since I last had episodes going up regularly, chronicling matches. Of course, hit episode 50 where with my good friend Gareth, I'm looking back at the dates now. That was March. That was a year ago now. Where I did Brendan Cutler versus Peter Avalon. So it is past time that I got on here. And to catch listeners up with a bit where I've been, I actually stopped watching wrestling altogether for about 5 months. It was about August or so. It was a bit of a quiet period across all of wrestling. I had a lot going on in my life, and I just stopped watching wrestling altogether. And I didn't come back really until Wrestle Kingdom. And it was really good. I had a refreshed mind coming to it. I think I would recommend it to anyone who's been watching wrestling for a long time to take a break if you're not enjoying it the way you once did. And I came back really refreshed, particularly watching that Wrestle Kingdom. I felt really emotional watching it. I felt really happy. And since then, I've got back in. I thought I'd just be watching New Japan, but you know what? There was some things happening on AEW, and I was like, oh, I might just check this out. And it got its claws into me, Floyd. It got its claws into me. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited with the goings on. There's enough new things that it's like, oh, something's changed in the last 5-6 months that I've been gone. But there's enough that's also familiar that I'm, finding it very easy to dive back in. I'm excited to be back in the AW Match Guide for real, doing the thing that I love doing most, which is breaking down those matches, bringing another season to everyone. So if you do have matches that you'd like to see us cover in this period, if you've got suggestions, jump into the Social Suplex Discord. I haven't booked out the whole season. I've booked out a number of guests. I've reached out to people in the Social Suplex network, people outside. Of course, I've got, the regulars. We've got Rich coming on at some point. I'll have my mate Gareth coming on at some point. There's all those kinds of characters will be back. But if you've got a suggestion of a match that you think I should be covering when I'm looking at the things that came on to that came in to influence what AEW became, then jump in the Social Suplex Discord, jump in the AEW Match Guide thread. Let me know there what you think and what you think I should be covering. And look, you know what? Maybe I'll just reach out to you and say, hey, do you want to come on? You like this match? Talk to me about it. We don't take everyone here, but, you know, I feel like we could get a good episode out of most wrestling fans who listen to the Social Suplex Network. We've got a really educated fan base. I love interacting with you all. And, yeah, Floyd, should we get into this game that I've proposed to have sort of a something to do on this episode to sort of ease us all back into the podcasting game?
Dude, I love, yes. Hit them up with it. I love this. I love things like that.
So what I thought, one of the things that I want to see more of in wrestling is people finding different ways to talk about wrestling. There's nothing wrong with reviewing the shows that happen as they happen. There's a lot of shows on the network that do that and do it very well. But I like to think of different ways that people can talk about things. You know, last year we did that giant bracket, 64 wrestlers, chance to sort of break down the history of people. What I thought we'd do this time, Floyd, is a draft. So you and me, one of us gets Dynamite, one of us gets Collision. For some reason, Tony Khan has put us in charge. Of course, if he was going to take his hands off, you and me would be his top two picks to take the reins of AEW. That's just obviously, that's a given.
I mean, because he wants to make money, of course. So that's what we do.
Who else would he choose? I mean, like, come on. You know, you've got the longest running AEW podcast ever. I've got the most in-depth and the most analytical breakdowns of his matches. Who else would he go to? So I've got Dynamite. You're a Collision boy. We're going to split the roster and we're going to see who does best. After 6 months or whatever, maybe we get to take the reins of AEW proper. We'll say that that's what this fictional scenario is. But we've got this current AEW roster that is absolutely brimming with talent. We were talking about it before off air. We're like, has this roster ever been better? Is there anyone from other promotions that we really need? Probably not. It's pretty like you could take or leave really anyone else. There's like a few people, but there's very few that, you know, this roster really feels like it needs to have added to its ranks. And we're going to split them up. And we're going to get a chance to talk about each of the wrestlers as we split them up, talk about our opinions of them, talk about how we feel. What do you think, Floyd?
I love this because, I mean, I'm going to do this. And I'm also going to be playing my little game in my head. How many wrestlers on AEW are better than Callum Newman? Which, because he had something too cheeky to say about New Japan having the best wrestling in the world. And I'm like, son, you're not in the top 10 in AEW. Okay. Not even in the top 10. You're Will the Ospreay's young boy. You need to sit over there. Okay.
Okay. Hey, in 10 years, I think you're going to be saying something different, Floyd, because that boy is not long for New Japan. I'll tell you that. I'll give you the hot tip.
I will say this. Hey, I might be saying something in 5 years, but he said this shit in February of 2026. He ain't there yet, bro. You ain't there yet, okay? I'm just saying, you would be like the sixth person in the Don Callis family, and I think six is being nice.
Look, I really, the thing that's got me back into wrestling is New Japan. So I'll, this year, so I'll shut my mouth. I'm enjoying AEW and New Japan. They've got, you know what? I'll talk about it now because I don't know. I'm never going to be on a New Japan podcast. The Kiss Boys aren't going to be bringing me on. But I find the position that New Japan is in right now really interesting because there's so much space in the roster. Because so many people have left and there's like a wide open season for people to prove themselves. So you've got guys like Yuto Ice, who only debuted like 9 months ago, just tearing it up and building connection with the crowd. And there's space for him to grow immediately in a way that there hasn't been for years in that promotion. So I find that really compelling. And look, Callum Newman, like the sky's the limit for him. He could be, by the end of the year, he could be the top guy, like for an English speaking wrestler. He's already pretty much like in the top three or four, but he could be main eventing. He could be having a featured match at Wrestle Kingdom and be on track to become a giant star by the end of the year if he plays his cards right. Like, that roster is really interesting right now.
So, in sports, we call this New Japan. AEW's in dynasty mode.
Yeah.
It's just maintaining their greatness.
Yeah.
New Japan's in rebuilding mode. So they're trying 100%. To establish who their top stars are.
Mm.
And rebuilding mode is, to some people, is more interesting. And, you know, I watch all the big New Japan shows. Of course, that's how I knew Caleb. Caleb was talking shit. Mm. But I watch all the New Japan shows, and it's just like, yeah, if you're looking to get in, almost like it's almost like the ground floor again. New Japan has a rich history, but they're kind of like, they don't know who the ace of the company is. I mean, right now, Tsuji's playing the role, but you don't know if this is actually the role he's going to fit into, if he's going to actually be the guy. So that can be exciting. As in AEW, we got like 20 people better than Tsuji. So, you know, it's a lot harder to move along in the company.
Yep. Yeah. And look, to further push that sports analogy, you know, like, for years, New Japan has been the veteran team that has a lot of older dudes who are a bit past their prime at, you know, taking up cap space. It's like a team that's like, just, they've got enough experience to just scrape into the finals every year, but they're not doing anything. They're not getting towards the grand final. They may be getting one or two rounds into the finals, then getting booted. That's not great. That's when you need to have a rebuild. And there's sometimes rebuilds that are going well, and there's sometimes rebuilds that are not going well. And New Japan's a rebuild that feels like it's going well right now. But we have gone off track already. We need to smarten up here. So what we'll do, Floyd, 25 picks each. Men's tags, women's, just pick whenever you want. Now, we'll do snake draft to make it fair, but you're the guest on the podcast. Do you want first pick, or do you want second and third pick?
I will take second and third picks.
You'll take second and third? Okay. You know what? I'm a bit jealous. I kind of wanted that. I don't wonder what you got, but
I was going to say, I do fantasy football. I always know not to take the first guy.
Okay. Okay. Oh man, that's throwing my strategy a bit.
I wanted to put the pressure on you.
Yeah. No, you've done well. You've done well. I'll admit you've done well, Floyd. So the other thing I'll just chuck in: the Forbidden Door is open. You can have one wrestler from the promotional partners of AEW to feature on your roster. One wrestler. So that's either CMLL, New Japan, or I think DDT technically is a promotional partner, but let's face it, none of us are taking a wrestler from DDT. but New Japan or CMLL, you can pick at any point who you want. So I've got first choice. Oh man, I am very, very torn here. I'm torn between two wrestlers.
And I had a feeling that you would be torn between two wrestlers. And I don't know who you're going to go with.
One of them is who you think. The other is not who you think. So I'm trying to be a bit strategic here. I'm trying to be a bit strategic for it. I'm trying to like read the tea leaves of the kind of people that you might be interested in as well. And maybe I can get away with pushing some choices to later. We'll say that much. And I'm sure you're doing the same thing.
Correct.
Look, there is only one right pick here. I think there is only one correct pick. And it's the guy who won our bracket for the guy who's been the most important male singles wrestler historically for the company, the guy who has carried the company on his back so many times, a guy who is in absolutely rip-roaring form at the moment, I might add, John Moxley. And my favorite wrestler of all time as well. So I can't go past anyone else. I'm hating that you've got two picks coming up, and I know you're probably going to pick one of mine, but Dynamite, for its first pick, we draft John Moxley.
The current reigning and defending Continental Champion.
Correct. Yep. Yes. My favorite wrestler. Was he someone you were interested in, Floyd? Did you think I'd be taking him first?
Not at all. I, you know what? I thought you would think strategy and just not take him because you knew I wouldn't. I think you could have got him in like the 10th or 11th pick. I would have never picked John Moxley.
But you know what?
there's one other guy like that too.
Yeah, no, that's the one I've thought of. But there's, you know what? There's prestige and there's importance that needs to be factored in here. So I want to make a statement by making John Moxley my number one pick.
All right.
So, Floyd, up to you. You go next.
Yeah, with the number two pick, I'm taking the main character of AEW, the current, reigning, defending, undisputed AEW world champion. His name is Maxwell Jacob Freeman, but you can call him MJF.
Nice. Good choice. Good choice. He was someone who's on my list. I think we've both done the same thing, though. You could have picked a few people ahead of him probably and got away with it because neither of us really it's not that I don't like Max, but I think he's I've got other people who I'd put before him, but I know your taste and MJF, as I said, there's some prestige to it.
So Lex Luthor obviously needs a Superman to vanquish. And with that, I will take the Aerial Assassin, the UK's finest, the Billy Goat, Will Ospreay.
Okay, that was the one I wanted that I've now missed.
In my brain, I was like, okay, he's going to take Ospreay first because he knows I don't like John Moxley.
Yeah. No, look, Will Ospreay is a great pick. I nearly did it. When I said I was tossing up between two people.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay was the other one that I was tossing up between because I wanted Ospreay, but I also wanted to have Moxley number one. So it is what it is. It is what it is.
The reason I had you pick first. I was like, well, if he picks Mox, I'm going MJF and Will Ospreay. But if he picks Ospreay, I'm going MJF and then another guy. So,
okay, fair. They are great choices. I'm a bit jealous of you having Will Ospreay. I don't much care about MJF, but and that's a good combination as well. MJF and Will Ospreay work well together. But that's fair. You know, nothing emphasizes the roster depth that we've got by me being super happy with my next two picks. So for my next pick, I'm going to go straight to Kenny Omega, who was the man that we had the biggest blow up over, I think, in that wrestling bracket. Where you, I think you're still a bit pissed off at me for voting Hangman over Kenny Omega in that wrestling bracket. I want him for the prestige. He doesn't get around quite as much as he did, but when he does get in the ring, he can still strap the boots on and, he still can hit a 10 out of 10, a 10 out of 10 from Kenny Omega is like pretty much no one else can do.
Absolutely. I agree.
Was he someone that you'd factored in at all, or did you think you'd lose him? Or
I figured he would be in your second round of picks. So I figured he would be gone before I could really even consider.
Okay. My next choice is someone I'm quite happy to have on my roster, Swerve Strickland. And so he is the fifth pick. Swerve Strickland, someone who can play face and heel equally well, someone who's really good on the mic, has incredible presence, someone who is coming into his absolute prime right now, and someone that I would be having right at the top of the promotion. You know, we just saw him have that incredible heel turn on Kenny after that match. And, you know, the sky is the limit for him, I think, in AEW, particularly, you know, as of recording, we don't know what's going to happen at Revolution. If Hangman manages to win at Revolution, which would be very surprising, but you'd think Swerve and Hangman mixing it up again would be something that's on the cards. So I'm very happy to pick Swerve Strickland as my fifth choice. Any thoughts on Swerve?
I love Swerve. I didn't go with him ahead of time because honestly, I did not think you would take him that high. I honestly did not think that. To me, that was the first reach. You know, for me, in my opinion. Maybe even Kenny was great. You took him exactly where I thought you were going to take him. So,
yep.
All right. For my third pick, I'm going to take the guy that I thought you were going to take. And he happens to be the current TNT champion.
Oh.
The Protostar, Kyle Fletcher.
Great choice.
I literally thought you were going to take him. I pretty much wrote him off as not getting him because I was like, you're going to take him as soon as you get the chance. All right. And
I was tossing up between him and Swerve.
Yeah.
So he is the next on my list. Okay. So he would have been next on my list. So I'm happy for you having him with Ospreay. That top three that you've got of MJF, Will Ospreay, and Kyle Fletcher, very strong. I'll put Moxley, Omega, and Strickland up against them. Mine's a little bit older, I guess, but in terms of match output, like historically, Mox and Omega are incredibly important. And Swerve, of course, had an incredible run with the AEW Championship. We've both got really strong top threes, I think.
Well, my number four pick, I'm going to take the other half of Proto Shida. I'm going to take the reigning New Japan television champion, Kazuchika Okada. I mean, not Kazuchika Okada. What the hell? God damn it, Takeshita. Kinosuke.
Damn it. No, you said Okada first.
Well, I also said the reigning New Japan television champion. So
yeah. That's a great choice. That's a great choice. Oh, man, you've got a strong top four there, Floyd. That is a very strong top four. Now, I'm in a moment here where I'm wondering how much strategy do I play? How much strategy do I want to play here with my next choice? There's one particular top guy that I know you don't have a lot of affection for, but I'm starting to think you might pick him just to spite me, you know, and just because you know he's good as well and you can get him on the roster. There are still a lot of people that we could have. Now, I've decided what I'm going to do. My next choice at number eight, I'm picking the Young Bucks because if there is a tag team that is synonymous with AEW that can be relied upon to anchor any single show, as we just saw at the Mile High match or whatever it was called, the Young Bucks just bouncing off everything.
Yeah, FTR carried them to another five-star yep. match. It was amazing.
We had the Young Bucks. Now, Floyd, I'm not going to screw you. So I'm hoping that means you don't screw me.
Okay.
I'm hoping that means you don't screw me. I'm not going to screw you, okay? But I just hope you remember that. I just hope you remember that when you're making choices, when you're choosing who you are, who you want in your promotion. I'm hoping you remember that I chose for number nine, instead of absolutely destroying the tag options that you've got and probably ruining a friendship and also putting a team on the promotion that they, you know, on the TV show that they don't belong on. So for number nine, I'm going to pick Kazuchika Okada as my choice. That's my fifth choice.
Well, I thank you, sir. I thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I was tempted to do it just for the drama and just for the blow up. But there's a person on there that I still want to pick that you have not. And I'm hoping
I assumed he could be. I'm like, if you're talking about who I'm talking about, he could be your 25th pick. I'm not picking him.
But I just hope you remember I didn't screw you over just then.
Yes. All right. The Young Bucks.
Don't leave it too long. My grace can only be extended so far.
Well, I planned with my next two picks to find the top guys of my tag team division.
Yep.
So of course I said Top Guys. I'm wearing the shirt right now that says Top Guys. You can't see it, but I am wearing it because I'm often wearing FTR stuff. Dax Harwood, Cash Wheeler, Stokely Hathaway, the three men that create FTR.
Great pick. Great pick. Running hot right now. I had a really good year last year, and they're running hot this year. Great choice.
Yeah.
And we've both got the sort of the they're on the right show as well. They should be on Collision. They worked. Yes. They worked. So even after CM Punk had given up, even after he'd left the company in disgrace, FTR still believed. They still wrestled on Collision like they owned it. And I've always appreciated them for the effort that they put in. Like, I remember watching them on one of those 2024 Arlington shows, the effort they were putting in against, I can't even remember the team it was against, but it was not an important team, and they made it. It's such an incredible match. Just at that, at the video game arena, the esports arena.
Yes.
I think you were actually at the show, Floyd, that I'm thinking of. I can't remember who they were against, but I just remember them going way harder than they needed to do for a Collision main event. And that's just been their MO.
Yeah. And they got the highest rated match in Collision history with their match with Juice Robinson and Jay White, which is shocking.
Yep.
But the other, you know what? You're going to get the pattern of what I'm doing. Every heel team needs their face team. Give me Jet Speed.
Nice. That is a quality choice to go against FTR in particular. Very well chosen. Jet Speed. Now, okay, we're at an interesting point in the draft because I could continue building my tag teams. I think I'm going to pick with my next two choices. Yep. So I'm going to pick Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné.
Hell yes. Great picks.
There are other women's wrestlers that I would like to have, but looking past the women's division, those two names loom so largely at the top. Their program against one another last year was amazing, but the thing I like about having both of those is they are absolute stars and they are really good workers in their own right. They both have the ability to carry programs individually or together. So as a backbone for the division, even if you get other wrestlers that I would like to choose, like there's some other really good women's wrestlers on there, I think I've got two people that you can have either in two separate programs that are going to both be compelling, or when the time comes, bring them together. Really happy to get Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné. Bang, bang, 1-2. They're my top two women's choices, and I'll gladly put them in my roster now.
Solid. I like it. I'm still not in my women's mode yet. I'm still in tag team mode. I'm building up my tag team division brick by brick. Give me. Okay. So I don't know how this works. So the Rascals is a three-man team.
You can take the Rascals. I'm happy for you to just take the Rascals.
I'm taking the Rascals.
Yep.
Because I was like, if I had to just pick the two that I wanted, it'd be, you know, Zach and Desmond. But, you know, no shout out to Myron. No diss to Myron, but you know, they are more the established tag team of the three. So the Rascals. And
I see them, you know, in like in terms of as a collective, like almost the New Day, you know, like yeah, you don't the New Day in the late 2010s, you know, they've got their three different combos. Well, they've got their different combinations that they could do, and you can have them as a unit. I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right. So I definitely wanted another face tag team for FTR to make look amazing because that's what they do.
That's with really good teams, Jet Speed and the Rascals, to have opposite FTR. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. Now I'm going to take my first woman. And this is going to be a big shocker, but she happens to be one of my favorite women's wrestlers that I rarely get to see. Give me from ROH, but she has wrestled in AEW.
Whoa, okay.
the forever champion, Athena.
Wow. Okay. I did not expect that to be your choice, Floyd. I thought your first women's wrestler was going to be someone different.
I imagine you did.
Oh man, have you set me a trap? Like that's I'm a bit worried now. are you trying to drown? Okay. I think I need to flesh out the tag teams. Otherwise, I'm at risk of boxing myself out. I don't think you're going to, like, I think we are getting past the top tag teams that we could go with. And then there's sort of a lot of sort of mid-level ones, but I think I need another top tag team. Yeah, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Brodito. So I'm going to pick Brody Ting and Bandido as a unit. I think, are you happy for me to take them as a unit? I know they're kind of both singles wrestlers separate out. Operating as a tag team primarily in my Dynamite in this instance.
I mean, they are the former tag team champions. So yeah, okay. You can absolutely take them.
You're happy with that? Sweet. Okay. That's good. I'm happy with that. It does take Brody King off the board and Bandido off the board as individual male wrestlers. But I'm looking at my list now. Oh gosh, I'm very tempted to, I'm thinking about taking the thing with the men's wrestlers. There's really so many choices that I don't care if you get someone. There's only one wrestler on there that I really want and that you could really screw me over with, but I'm going to leave it. I'm going to roll the dice again. I'm not going to choose the one that is the obvious person that everyone's probably calling out. And look, I'm curious for people who are listening, what would you choose? What kinds of rosters would you like? What trade-offs would you do? I'd be curious to hear, like, maybe this is something One Nation could do. They've got two people on their podcast. Maybe this is something you and Austin could do, Floyd, at some point. I'd love to hear that. I'm trying to buy time right now, right? Like, because I think I'm going to pick another woman, and I didn't expect you to go with the woman that you did. And that leaves me in a bind because it now leaves me with two women that I really like and I really would like to pick. I'd like to have both of them, but I suspect if I choose one, you're going to jump in and pick the other because you're going to have to start picking women. So you've got people to build your women's division around.
I had to say,
unless you're going to be a sexist and not build it, not have a women's division, Floyd. Are you going to be a sexist? Are you, Floyd?
Well, I mean, I already drafted a woman. I mean, need somebody to wrestle.
Hey, look, Athena's rough enough that she could wrestle mixed. I'd take that. Okay. Oh, there's two people. I'm going to go with the legacy pick, and I think it's a good one to match up with the two people that I've got. I'm going to pick Willow Nightingale to be my ninth pick. The 17th pick overall, just a ray of sunshine. This is the person I thought you were going to pick, Floyd.
I honestly drafted Athena to, you know, I know no one from AEW is listening to the show, but I wanted to send a message.
Yep.
I think she's one of the top four women's workers you have, and you're called All Elite Wrestling and she's not on Dynamite and Collision every week.
Yep.
I don't really understand that.
It's a head scratcher to me too. I don't get it. I mean, like, I don't think she's amazing at promos, but like, even with the bar rising up in the women's division, I don't think, you know, it's not at the point where she's so far left behind that she shouldn't get picked. Like her in-ring more than counts for that.
Dude, yeah, I don't
more than makes up for it.
If you watch her in ROH, she's actually pretty good on the mic. She is very, when she's doing her like evil, there's a word I want to use. I don't know if I'm allowed to use it anymore, but very angry character, like, yep. But super cocky. I dig it. Yep. So
I'm a bit worried that when I picked Willow, I'm stretching the friendship a little bit here, Floyd, because I know you're a big Willow fan.
I love her. I love her. But,
absolute ray of sunshine. I love having that. And that's Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné, and Willow Nightingale as the backbone of my women's division. Very happy with that.
Yes. And you should be very happy with that. For Miss Athena, you know, I'm gonna go younger. I'm gonna go with the Megasus, Megan Bain.
Wow. Okay.
You're like, why would you?
No, I get, I understand the vision, man. I see the vision. she's on my list too, but
She's a giant woman.
Yeah,
Athena's tiny. That's a very good match. I was thinking of like when I'm looking at it, I'm thinking of like great matches I can put on. And I think Athena's good enough that even though some people might not like how Megan works, she's gonna get the best out of her.
Agree. I think that's a really compelling matchup, actually, particularly with the way Athena wrestles. I like that. That's a really good pick.
My next pick is completely on Riz. I'm an old man using the word Riz because this woman absolutely is the definition of what charisma is. Her name is Thekla.
Thekla. Okay. Yeah.
God dang it. She's amazingly short. Right, but she carries herself like she's 6'6". In her presence, she very much comes off as Tomohiro Ishii because he's a very small dude, but like he works like he's 6'6" or whatever. And she is a very small woman, but she has this energy, and you know when she says bitches, and it's great just primary. She's so good.
No, that's a really good choice. That was the person that I was tossing up with Willow. When I was thinking, do I pick Willow or do I pick Thekla? It's a lot of options there. Okay, back in my court. It's interesting. After going for the rush of men at the start, we have not made a singles male pick since Kazuchika Okada. We've gone 10 picks. Without going for another male, and that's
because you know I figured some of the other men I want to take you're not going to take. So
yep, and look, it's probably pretty similar, really. So my next pick to round out, and this will be my 10th pick. We might go over the choices actually. Go back through the rosters because we're about to hit 10 on each side. My next one is going to be Jamie Hayter. Hayter hits harder. She's going to be my 10th pick.
So you're not taking the birds. You're not taking the birds.
Taking the brawling birds, no. I mean, Alex Woods is still on the list. They can fight each other as well. It's okay. So the reason I picked Jamie Hayter is I think Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné, Willow Nightingale, and Jamie Hayter, get out of here. That is a great top four for my women's division. Really happy with that. So I'll talk through my Dynamite roster. So obviously John Moxley, Kenny Omega, Swerve Strickland, and Kazuchika Okada. They're my male singles wrestlers I've got so far. Obviously there's a lot of legacy there. Swerve Strickland's the youngest of them. I probably need to get some youth onto Dynamite. We've got got some late 30s, early 40s guys here who are probably, past the peak or in the second half of their career, we might say, but I think still operating at a very high level. The Young Bucks and Brodito are my tag team wrestlers so far. And then Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné, Willow Nightingale, and Jamie Hayter, my women's choices so far. Really happy. There's obviously, I'd love to have Ospreay, love to have Fletcher. They are two of the ones that I wish I had that I missed out on. Also Thekla was the other one that I was tossing up on, but this is a game where you're not going to get everything you wanted. So that is life. Floyd, talk me through yours. Tell me what you're happy about. Tell me the ones you think you missed out on.
I feel like I've had a perfect draft. I mean, truly, getting MJF, Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher, and Takeshita in the first four picks. That is like, that could be the top four for any world title.
100%
division in the world. It's like, yeah. And then you give me my tag division of FTR, Jet Speed, and the Rascals. Again, a lot of FTR cheating to keep the titles, and one of them would eventually overcome. Those are the type of teams, the faster, quicker teams. those are the type of teams FTR tends to work best with. So as far as and then Megan Bang, I know it's a little shocker, bit of an overreach. I'm okay with that because I wanted a young phenom. She is going to be the face of my women's division. Okay. But you know, I mean, you know, I go with her and then Athena is the ace. She's the ace of my division. She's the guy, a chick you could put with anybody and put on a banger match. And then Straight Riz, Thekla. Like, I knew her name. I knew a little bit about the Toxic Spider. And then she got on, and she just carries herself with that energy, and it's just amazing. So, I, you know, sometimes you're going to need somebody on the mic to say she just wants to beat up dumb bitches. And she says that. I'm just quoting her. I'm not calling anyone a dumb bitch. That's what she says. Okay.
Who do you think you missed out on? Who would you like to have picked that you kind of thought you may be able to sneak in but didn't get?
When you did Toni Storm and Mercedes, I figured I would get one of them.
Yep.
And you got both of them. So it is what it is.
I thought we would split them as well, but I saw the opportunity and went for it. That's what you're going to do.
That was a smart take there.
Yeah. And you know, your smart move was choosing to go second because that meant you got Will Ospreay.
So handsome.
Let's continue on in the draft. I've got another pick. My next pick is going to be, I'm going back to males. I'm going to pick someone who has really been forgotten about, I feel like, because he is out injured right now. He has had, let's face it, he hasn't had the level of push that I feel like he could have had. And I think lots of his fans and supporters would have had a little bit of a divisive pick. Some people don't like him, but my choice is going to be Jay, the Switchblade, Jay White, to join in with, I'm getting very, very New Japan coach, male singles division, Mox Omega, Okada and Jay White, and then just Chuck Swerve Strickland. It's a very, very, you know, late teens, early 2020s, New Japan coded my male singles division. Floyd, you're up next. What's your choice?
I am going to take Manny, aka Andrade.
Andrade El Idolo.
Just a solid person that you can count on to put on a good match anytime that you need it. So shout out to, Andrade, definitely a good one. And again, you know, I like my TNT division. And this dude came in and just immediate impact. I happened to be there for his debut. And then on his first collision, he wins the TNT championship. Give me Tommaso Ciampa.
Great choice. You've got a lot of fresh matchups on your promotion there, Floyd, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. Like, I'm even on this. I'm drafting matchups. I'm not drafting necessarily the best available. I'm drafting matchups groups of teams that I want to see wrestle. That's what I'm basically drafting.
Yep. No, that's as good a choice as any for that. That puts the ball back in my court. Let me look through. I am going to pick Darby Allin for the 24th pick, my 12th Darby Allin. And look, I've got to pick him at some point. It's I know you're never going to pick him, but leaving him to too late will just break my heart a little. Actually, no, I'm going to leave him. I'm going to put it off for another round. I'm going to pick Ricochet as my next one. So I've got Darby Allin and Ricochet coming in as my sort of the backbone of my mid card, so to speak, on my roster. Floyd, you could really do the thing right now and it'd be pretty hilarious.
I won't. I'm telling you, dude, it's like, no, I'm good. Principal, who I am as a person would not allow me to draft him. Okay. Yep. Give me Chris Statlander.
Great choice.
I love her. 17. I'm not the biggest stat fan, but you know what? You can always count on her for a great match.
Yep. I agree. Very good addition, particularly given what you've got in there. Athena, Bane, Tekla, and Statlander. Yeah. Some people are really willing to go like head to head, like beat the crap out of each other, all of them. And you know, you've got the Bane, Statlander, the two big girls match up. Tekla and Statlander, obviously, we've seen that. That's incredible. Yeah, great. Really, really good choice. Yeah, someone who I'd agree with you. Like, she's not my favorite wrestler by any means, but always appreciate seeing her in the ring and seeing what she does. My next choice. So
I think I get one more pick, right? You went Darby.
Oh, you are correct. No, you are correct.
Yeah, all right, went Chris Statlander.
Jumping the gun, but that's good because it gives me more time to think.
And I doubt you would have drafted this person, but I am drafting him as a solo act in this situation.
Yep.
Give me the almighty Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley. Good choice. I like it.
Like I did in have Floyd's world, he would be my next challenger for MJF if MJF were to win.
Look, I had Hurt Syndicate as a like maybe I could snag this one late and add it to my tag division. So yeah, there's a little bit of envy. I would never have picked him as a singles because he's doesn't seem to want to work as a singles unless he's going to be an unstoppable champion. But you know what? Bobby Lashley versus Fletcher, Bobby Lashley versus Ospreay, Bobby Lashley versus Takeshita. I'd take any of those matchups.
I was going to say, I would put the TNT title on Bobby Lashley for a while, you know?
Mate, the only question with Bobby Lashley is he willing to play ball?
Yeah. Hey, when MVP says Black Brock Lesnar, he means it. So.
Okay, so we're getting down to the really the mid card of the division. I think there's a lot of this is where you get the sort of the value picks, I think. I'm going to go with two guys that look, this is very me coded having these choices. This is gonna be the most me coded round, I feel like, for any of the rounds I do, I'm going to take Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe. Now you could say they are almost the same person, which is they do feel very similar roles on the in a promotion, but you know what, I love them both and I'm happy to have them both. We haven't seen Eddie Kingston against a number of the guys that are towards the top of my thing, Eddie Kingston versus Omega, Eddie Kingston versus Swerve. I'd love to see both those things. Even Eddie Kingston versus Ricochet would be awesome as well. So I'm happy with that. I doubt either of these guys were on your radar, Floyd.
No, not at all. You know, those are like, you got me on Ricochet. I wasn't ready for that one earlier, but Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe, hey, you're welcome. Good on you. Good on you. Looking at it, okay, it's getting a little tougher for you, boy, right now. There's some value out there. I don't want to break up a family, but I think I am. Go ahead and give me, and this is high. I probably could have took them like 25. Give me the Gates of Agony.
Oh, I did have them as a sneaky late round pick. Yeah.
I got to fill out my tag division. Okay.
I think you're doing to me right now what I did to you with the women's division.
Yeah.
You're hoarding the talent, but I like it.
So, see, this is my problem. There's two guys that I believe should be in a team. So I'm going to draft them separately, but if for my world, they would definitely be a team. So, but my next pick, I am going to take Claudio Castagnoli.
Claudio, great choice.
Because I can use him in the singles and my tag division.
I mean, you got to find some. The thing with Claudio, I was just about to say, you got to find someone to tag him with, but he could tag with anyone. He's so versatile.
As I say.
So versatile. I'm just looking at what I've got. I think I need at least probably two more women. I think I need probably a couple more tag teams. I don't know if these guys would be on your list, but given that you've got FTR, there's a program that's still on the table, particularly now FTR are heels. So I'm going to snack them up because I think they would actually match well with the Young Bucks and Brodito. This may be slightly high, but I'm going to take the Outrunners.
Okay.
Maybe slightly high for them, particularly given some of the other tag teams that are on the table.
The youngest tag team in AEW? The youngest men in the world?
I love it. And I think I need a proper heel team for my tag team division. I think this is what I'm going to do. I think I'm closing out the gate on my tag team division here. I think I'm going to pick Dralistico and Roosh. I don't know if you would ever have picked those guys, but they are my heel bruisers. They've tagged together a number of times. Los Ingobernables.
I mean, you probably should. You should probably take all three then. So throw Sammy in there. Throw Sammy in there with.
Nah, Sammy. You're gonna. Sammy can. There. Sammy can stay to the side.
Oh, this. You are literally saying I don't want to, Sammy.
He can sit to the side. He can do ROH.
Oh, that is messed up.
Sorry, Rich Ladder. That's where he can go.
Well, I with my next pick, I am going to take Claudio's partner in my world, Pac.
Yep. Quality.
See, choice. The great thing about Claudio and Pac, they're utility players. I can tag 100%. Them up, but yep. If I need a great TNT title match, if I need a great TNT title match or something, hey, I can heat up Claudio or Pac to get them going. Let's go.
Yep. Look, I'm thinking similarly for Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe. I'm thinking similarly for those guys. Like they're utility players in my team. On my roster.
I got one more.
Yes, you do. Sorry. My mistake.
Right. And another utility player I'm taking. Give me Josh Alexander.
Ooh, nice choice. Underused, I feel like.
Correct. See, what I'm looking for is like I'm building Collision every week. You're going to need, you know, you can do segment one and segment, you know, I guess it'd be like nine, whatever the last one is. But, you know, when people turn the channel, the middle of the show. So I'm building out my middle of the show.
Yep. Totally agree. That's a quality, a good idea. And I'm going to follow you in it. It's something that I've thought about as well. I'm going to pick the Beast Mortos as my next pick.
Okay. I like that. You got Mercedes and Beast on the same side. Yep. So look,
you got to keep these people happy.
You got to keep the people happy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I feel like we've both forgotten that the Forbidden Door is an option. So screw it. I'm going to take the Wrestler of the Year for 2025 as my 19th pick, the 37th pick of the draft. I'm taking Mystico. He'll have to split his time, but
You just got me so excited because you made me remember somebody I forgot that I was going to take like very high.
Okay, well, look, if it's the Forbidden Door, that's my usage of it. It's over. You could leave it to the last pick if you wanted. Because my usage of the Forbidden Door, it is closed for me. But I'm going to take Mystico. Look, Mystico versus Ricochet. Mystico versus Kenny Omega. Mystico versus Swerve Strickland. Mystico versus Okada. Holy dang, that is that's one for the real sickos there. That is one for the sickos, but I'm very happy with that. I'm also going to probably run a similar program that MJF and Jay White and Mystico had, but with Jay White instead. Maybe leave the US stuff at the door, but just have a scumbag trying to rip his mask off. And then we'll shave Jay White's head in a mask versus hair match. That'll be a program that I'll build for that. So, you know, that Dynamite Grand Slam, we can have Jay White and Mystico with Jay White losing his hair. Or maybe, Kenny Omega's hair is looking a little bit, it's looking like it's holding on for grim life. So maybe it'll be Omega and Mystico Mask versus hair. Floyd,
the you're trying to take someone's hair. Yeah, I know.
hey, look, if I've got Mystico, we're doing some Lucha Disbestos. And I apologize to anyone who has heard me just say that.
So the next person I'm drafting is one of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen. Complete thirst pick. No, I'm just playing. No, she's an excellent professional wrestler from CMLL. She just signed a dual contract with AEW CMLL. Persephone.
Great choice. Yep.
You reminded me I was going to actually take her second after Athena, but for some reason I got distracted and forgot.
She's someone that I've got on my list of people. I was hoping to snag her late, but great choice.
Thank you for the reminder.
Go on.
Dazzle, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know what? Fits with your theme of, I feel like this is my vibe right now, and feel free to disagree with me. I feel like the star power is a little bit on my side, but you've got more fresh matchups, which almost fits Dynamite and Collision's aesthetics. We've just happened to have wound up on that.
Yeah, I'm just putting on a great wrestling show, you know, wrestling show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Look, I've got to meet. We've got metrics to meet. We've got tickets to sell. We've got demos to pop. So,
and you just did something for me because you mentioned them earlier, but you closed your forbidden door on Mystico. But I'm gonna put these boys in there, my forbidden door. I'm opening up my forbidden door for Oscar and Yuto Ice, the Knockout
Yes.
Brothers.
Yes, do it. I'm glad you did that. Look, I've got to pick Mystico, right? But the Knockout Brothers is a phenomenal choice. That is fantastic, particularly given your tag. Man, your tag division rocks, Floyd. I'm just going to say that outright. Your tag division is awesome. I know I've got the Bucks, so like mine's not going to be anything to sniff at, but that is an incredible, incredible tag division you've worked out there.
Cause I was wondering it was either Knockout Brothers or War Dragons, but I went with the Knockout Brothers.
Yep. No, I think that's a fantastic choice. Okay. The ball is back in my court, for the 20th choice on my roster. Oh, there's still a few people on the list that I would be keen to get. Do I want another tag team or not? Let's have a look. I've got the Young Bucks. I've got Bredito. I've got the Outrunners. I've got Drillistico and Roosh. I'm going to... Actually, you know what? I've got Ricochet. Ricochet is getting a... He's going to get the crew that I originally hoped he would get. I'm going to pick Crew, Action Andretti, and Leo Rush.
Okay.
The tag team, they're going to be paired with Ricochet as heels. It's going to be a heel trio with Ricochet as the head of the faction. I think Crew with the Young Bucks. I know you got the Rascals, but I'm pretty happy with the way Crew would match up with the Young Bucks. I'm pretty happy with the way Crew would match up with potentially with Drillistico and Roosh as well, if we went down that road. So I'm happy with that. That's a choice that I'm putting in there. I probably didn't need to have it this high, but at this point it's
we're pretty low in the list there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're at 20 picks apiece.
Yeah. So let's continue on.
You got one more.
I've got one more pick. I got the Crew. You know what? I'm going to add to my women's division.
Okay.
I'm going to choose a bit torn. I'm just thinking out my last few choices. How many more have I got left? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more choices left. How many women have I got so far? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I think I'm going to need at least two more women on my roster. So I'm going to go firstly with Mina Shirakawa.
Okay.
I've got Toni Storm. having Mina there is part of that act. There's money in those two fighting at one point. She's a reliable with the mic. Crowd loves her. Very happy to have her. I may have missed out on, if you're going to pick more women, I may have missed out on one that I would like to pick, but I'm sort of tossing up between Mina and another person who would be a nice to have, but if I miss out on her, so be it. I'll let you take your next pick, Floyd.
All right, so my boy Chris Reigns listens to every show that I do. He is my boy forever. And this pick I dedicate to Chris Reigns. Give me Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
That was not the person I was thinking of. Great last round pickup. If she's going to play ball, that is a fantastic, that's a phenomenal round. That's a phenomenal pick to have so late in the game.
I waited on her. And for my personal, and I am higher on them than anybody, including their father. I am going with Colton and Austin Gunn. Give me the Gun Club.
Yep. Nah, that's a good choice. That is a quality choice.
If they could stop getting injured, I think they'd really do something in the tag division. But yeah, lots of injuries.
They've got a great entrance, really great entrance. We're splitting up Jay White and the Guns. That's my own fault at this point. I was tossing up between Crew and the Guns. I ended up going with Crew because I liked the way that they could potentially wrestle with the rest of them. But the Guns were someone that I thought I was thinking about. So, yeah, they've done really well for themselves. Like, they're in terms of what they've been able to do, it's been surprising. Like, it's, I don't think anyone expected them to be as good as they've gotten, so to speak. Yes.
I got my goal out of this show. Somebody's going to be a bottom five pick in this draft.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
You know who that is. Your guy. You got to pick him eventually.
Yeah. He'll get picked. Look, at this point, I'm just going to wait until he's going to be my last pick as a thing. Like, that's just going to be a thing to have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Down the roster.
Exactly yes. Where he needs to be.
Hey, you can hold that we've got all these people ahead of him. That's okay. Or you can do the funniest thing. at this point, it's not so funny because it is just at the end and it's my own fault. Like,
hey, an injured guy and a woman that's in timeout got drafted before him. Yeah. That's all I got. A few injured guys, actually.
it's all strategy. Okay, my next pick, my final pick for my women's division, Queen Aminata.
Oh,
welcome to the women's division here.
Great pick. Great
yep, pick. Queen Aminata. She joins. So, yeah, that is, I'm really happy with my women's side. Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter, Mina Shirakawa, Queen Aminata. That is Willow Nightingale. Sorry. Apologies, Willow. That is, man, that combination of six wrestlers. There's some, I would have liked Tekla, but honestly, and Persephone's a good choice as well. And Chris obviously as well, but I'm over the moon with the six that I've got there. That makes me very happy looking at that. And now we've got for just more sort of singles, I guess, up and down the card, looking to add people in that are going to be interesting, that I think are going to complement what we've got in the roster already. I'm going to pick Hologram. You know, just someone that people like to watch, someone that can lose at some point as well. Someone that has a style that is, you know, unique, but also able to mesh with a lot of the wrestlers that I've got on my thing, like Ricochet and Hologram. That's a potential great matchup there. I'd love to see like Hologram against, you know, a real bruiser or a brawler like an Eddie Kingston or Mark Briscoe. There's of course, like if I want to do Jay White, maybe the way that he gets to Mystico, trying to rip Mystico's mask up. He starts off by ripping up Hologram's mask. And that's the way I build Jay White up. Really happy with that. So Hologram into Dynamite. Who's next for Collision? You've got three choices. You've got three picks left Floyd in your draft?
We are going to go with, again, you know what? I've been just doing this, taking really talented wrestlers. Give me Roddy Strong.
Roddy Strong, okay, yep.
And then give me his wife.
Kyle?
No! No! Never! I would take Hangman before I drafted Kyle O'Reilly.
And now I'm blanking. Far out. How am I blanking?
Marina Shafir.
Marina Shafir. Gosh.
That's his
like, I was about to start singing the song that Rich raps.
See, in my way, in my own heart, I am drafting Rich too.
Look, you can, I love Rich. Although I've got Swerve Strickland on my roster. So
yeah, Rich is coming in the live perform for Marina every week. Boom. It's my world. I can do what I want.
Okay. My final two picks are going to be, you know, for the ladies, I'm doing this for the ladies. I'm drafting Mark Davis and Jake Doyle as a tag team.
You did that for the Floyd. That does it.
Doing it for the ladies. And that leaves my final choice. It can only be one person. He hasn't been picked yet. He was never going to be picked by Floyd. So strategically, I've left until last. In my heart, he's probably my second pick behind John Moxley. He is Hangman Adam Page. I've got a real elite coded. The only person I was missing, and this may give you an idea for your last one, and I nearly picked him, is Kota Ibushi, but he's out with a long-term injury. So I'm going to press the brakes on Kota Ibushi. And I can only mine New Japan so much as well. So I've got Hangman Adam Page of all elite on my side for Dynamite. I've got Hangman, Omega, and the Bucks you know, the elite reunion is going to happen at some point. Reunion is going to happen at some point in my promotion. Floyd, any thoughts on Mark Davis and Jack Doyle or Hangman Adam Page?
Hold on just a moment. Mark Davis and Jake Doyle, I definitely would have drafted if I thought about. So that was one just my brain farted on. Hangman, yeah, you know, no, I have no thoughts on Hangman Adam Page.
Say about that guy. Okay, your final pick.
And to wrap up the greatest mid card ever assembled in wrestling history, singles mid card system, I am going to go with a pick you weren't expecting, the ROH Pure Champion Lee Moriarty.
Oh, great choice. I did not expect him, but quality choice.
I mean, he has the longest reign of any pure champion ever. I think it gets lost in how good of a technical wrestler he is. And sometimes you need a grapple fuck match in the middle of the show. There you go.
Here's a stylistic question for you, Floyd. On Collision, are you going to have ROH belts on Collision? Are you going to allow them on there?
Oh, absolutely. I will definitely allow them on the show. Yeah. I will dig them out of the studio wrestling and have them come defend it, you know, like, dude, give me Lee Moriarty versus Claudio Castagnoli pure rules match. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I see the vision. Not on Dynamite, though. On Dynamite, we're talking AEW belts only. It's an AEW exclusive zone, my Dynamite. I'm not diluting the prestige of, you know, the national champion Ricochet by having more belts on the program. Yeah. Look, before we run through the two rosters and we talk about the two rosters, let's flick through some of the people we've not drafted. Christian, Kota Ibushi, Shibata, Chris Jericho, Dustin Rhodes, Daniel Garcia, Jungle Boy, Hechicero, Nick Wayne, Wheeler Yuta. This was one that I wanted to squeeze in. I really wanted to squeeze in, but couldn't. Daddy Magic. He could be my pick a commentator. I dibs on Daddy Magic. Brian Cage, Big Bill, tag teams that missed out, the Grizzled Young Vets, the Infantry, the Acclaim, Top Flight, Butcher and the Blade. And then women that missed out, Hikaru Shida. That hurt me, not picking Hikaru Shida. Alec Windsor, Thunder Rosa, Riho, Serena Deeb, Deonna Purrazzo. And then, you know, there's plenty of Forbidden Door people that could have been picked. Floyd, do you want to run through your Collision roster first and talk to the folks about what you like, what you think your strengths are, and Yeah, are the ones that you feel like you missed out on that you would like to have, but obviously haven't got.
Okay, yeah. So my roster, like I said, after my top four, which are going to be the faces of my company, you know, MJF, Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, they're going to be wrestling, you know, a lot. I'm going to keep them away from each other, and we're going to build to their matches. Then we got FTR, Jet Speed, and the Rascals, and what's else? The Gates of Agony, the Knockout Brothers, and the Guns. So that's six tag teams that's going to be beating the crap at each other. The whole thing would be the slow build to Knockout Brothers versus FTR. You know, they win, and then, because I just think they just have such a physical style. Mm. And then, of course, let's look at the best mid-card in wrestling. Andrade, Ciampa, Bobby Lashley, Claudio, Pac, Josh Alexander, like Roddy Strong, Lee Moriarty. Any of those can have a great singles match any week. And then, of course, my tag, I'm also going to put Pac and Claudio in my tag team division whenever I need somebody, some goons in there. The women's division, I went with young people. I went with fresh matchups. I went with stuff you've never seen. And we got Persephone, Athena, Megan Bain, Chris Statlander. You know, these are all going to make great women's matches. And in the end, I'm going to use Marina Shafir as a person to battle before you get to the championship. She's going to be my stopgap, my gatekeeper for the world title. And she's also going to be managing Pac and Claudio. So I am really solid that I could put on a really great show every week with that roster.
Yep. I think your roster feels fresh. Like your roster feels like it's got a lot of fresh ground. Mine, I like it. There's a lot of legacy feuds and sort of legendary programs on my roster that could continue on or have fresh takes on them. But I feel like your side is really fresh in terms of the matchups you've got on offer and the pairings that are there. I'll continue on with my roster. So I'll run down mine. I'm very happy with it. John Moxley in my number one pick, Kenny Omega, Swerve Strickland, and then of Okada. And then, of course, you've got Hangman Page. That's sort of the top of the card. Then we've got my women's division, which I think is, well, with that top of the card, I think the star power of Moxley, Omega, Swerve, Hangman, Okada, getting those guys in, there's so much legacy, so much history between a lot of them. Hangman, Omega, they still haven't had another singles match since their 2021 match. Moxley, Hangman have got so much history. Moxley, Omega, so much history. Hangman and Swerve, like that is a matchup that will forever be something that AEW fans want to see. And then Okada's really never had a program with Hangman. There was part of this four-way for the Forbidden Door. They had a G1 match back in 2018, but there's so much you could do there. And then, of course, this women's division, which I think blows. No offense, Floyd. I think my women's division blows yours out of the water. Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné, the two top women in AEW by far. They are absolute stars in their own right. On the level of the likes of Moxley, Omega, Swerve, and Hangman. And then just underneath them, we've got Willow Nightingale and Jamie Hayter. And then also a little bit further down the card, but also contributing amazingly, Mina Shirakawa, who adds to Toni Storm's act and also is a great wrestler in her own right. And then Queen Aminata, who will be someone that's on the come up, but can more than hold her own in ring and offers like a unique style that I feel like the rest don't have and that no other woman really has on the AEW roster. And then, of course, we'll go through the tag team division. We've got the Young Bucks as the centerpiece you can put them with anyone and they'll look great. Brodito, really great, an interesting combination with and would work well with the Young Bucks. We've seen that. Then you've also got the Outrunners, Dralistico and Roosh. Real different contrast there. Those two could have, you know, a really interesting sort of blood feud with Dralistico and Roosh really beating the crap out of the Outrunners and the crowd wanting the Outrunners to come forward, come through, and then adding into that Mark Davis and Jake Doyle as a bit of a monster tag team, and Crew, of course, as another speed and high flying tag team that would complement the Young Bucks really well. And then, of course, the, as I said, the sort of the upper mid card to mid card, Jay White, Darby Allin, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe, Mystico. Mystico, only the wrestler of the year for last year, and a hologram just to round things out. I think it's a really well-rounded program I've got. It's really high in terms of star power, I feel like, particularly when you add on the top of the men's division with the top of the women's division. I think there's going to be some really, there's a lot of competition for the top, who's going to be the top. The top dog, and a lot of fan favorites in my team. That's what I feel like I've nailed in this. There is, you know, potentially not as fresh as what Floyd's got in Collision, but it's something that's heavy on the star power, and I think would make for really, really attractive TV and pay-per-view matchups.
People would hate me because I'd be on that WWE stuff. You know, they usually throw like seven matches, eight matches on Collision. I'm doing four or five, you know. And I'm gonna let them cook though, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let them cook, you know, and more focus on that, and you know, let people get to know for Stephanie, and let people get to that are not as familiar with Athena, let them get to know the awesomeness, her, give her some time on the mic. FTR is going to do what FTR does, you know, in that division. But just imagine a Jet Speed versus Rascals number one contenders match for the tag belts. Let's go. I got like a lot of ideas there, and you know, once I put them on top, you know, get Claudio on Pac ready as like a first challenger for him, and then eventually put the titles on Gates of Agony, and then Gates of Agony Knockout Brothers. I have so many ideas with this group. And like the women's division would be to establish Megan Bain's gonna be my face of my division. It's that simple. And you know, but Athena is the worker. She's the ace. She's going to put on a great match with everybody. Chris Statlander is also another amazing worker. So what I did is...
Tekla's the one in your division, though, man. Tekla is the one. That's the one I wish I had.
Yeah. What I was saying is I just wanted to take a lot of people that are, you know, like necessarily like Chris Statlander and Athena, really talented, and then put them to help the young people like Megan and Persephone come along, because they're going to be the face of my group.
You just gotta hope Britt Baker doesn't destroy morale and destroy and turn everyone against each other.
There's a risk there.
I hope she's getting her own locker room.
I don't buy in that. Britt is perfect. Fake news.
What do you think of mine? I've given my take on your Collision roster. As I said, it's hard to have bad picks. You know, either side is great, but I'm curious what you think of mine.
I'd never miss an episode of your show. Long as you make Swerve the champion and keep him as the champion. I'll just turn the channel when Hangman comes on. I like Mox though. So he's my guy. So like I said, Mox is like one of those things. He's just so fucking steady, you know. Mm. He might not always put on the greatest match, but that man never has had a bad match.
Mm.
Never, never. He's never had a bad match. I've never seen it. So, I mean, you know, like he might not be my top company, but it's like literally if I'm building a company around him, he's in my top five people I would build a company around, because he's just such a workhorse, and he leads by example, all that stuff. He does what's best for the company. He does what's best for the title, but also maintains his integrity as a wrestler. So I think that's a really strong pick. That's probably your best pick, and it was number one just because of did you think about everything he's meant to AEW? And I'm not even talking about in wrestling, just the steady hand that he keeps on AEW forever. Sometimes even me, I can forget what value he has on the company. I still don't think he's the greatest all time as the conversation we had, but I do think he's John fucking Moxley. So put some respect on his name.
Hey, Floyd, this has been fun. Thank you for doing this. It's been a lot of fun. There will be a poll on the Discord. Say who you thought won out of me and Floyd. Jump on the Discord in the AW thread. say who you thought won. Tell us the surprises. Tell us what you think of the people we left out. Like, there's a lot of talent left on the shelf. You could have an ROH. Someone could come in and build an ROH out of 25 that have gone out. And you'd know, you'd have like Christian, Shibata, and Chris Jericho as your top three. Like, it's crazy. There's a lot of talent left on the shelf that you could do another promotion out of even. But look, Floyd, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for everyone who's listened. I will be back in a fortnight's time. Don't forget, this was just a prelude. This was just an introduction. This was just so you could wet your beak. I'll be back next week. I've got Trish Spears. We're talking Kazuchika Okada and Tetsuya Naito. I've already recorded it. It's one of my favorite podcasts I've ever recorded. I've done 50 of these match guide deep dives, and this is probably one of my favorite that I've ever recorded. Trish's favorite wrestler, Tetsuya Naito, one of my favorite matches I've ever watched. One of the best long-term wrestling stories we've ever seen. Season 4 is opening with a banger in a fortnight's time. Hit the subscribe button. If you've never listened to the AEW Match Guide before, hit the subscribe button and make sure you come back in a fortnight's time. I'm really excited to get into this season. I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to share it with you. As I've said, always, if you want to reach out, jump into the Discord. You can say hello to all of us there. Floyd, where can the good people find you?
They can find me on this social suplex. As all things Elite, we generally do a show every week, but me and Austin have had some scheduling conflicts over the next 2 weeks, so you're definitely going to get a show this week, and you're going to get a preview right before Revolution. I'll be heading there to watch it live, and you know, we get out pretty early on the West Coast, so we might do like an instant reaction with me and JR right after. I don't know. Just depends on how our setup is, but make sure you are tuning into all things Elite. Follow us on Twitter at AT Elite Pod. It's me and Austin Sumowitz, my guy, Austin, one of the best voices that you'll ever hear on wrestling. We take it from a fan point of view. It is very much a fan show. We have fun. We have fun. We look at everything with a proclivity for positivity. Now, I'm not saying we don't like anything, but right now, I mean, it's AEW. It's not really enough not to like right now in the world of AEW. It's been a beautiful time.
Yep, agreed. And as well, as I said, as the Discord, I'm not really on any other, like, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm not on Blue Sky. If you do want, though, you can email me, sambrownmedia@gmail.com. If you're keen to reach out and you're not on the Discord, that's my email address you can find me on. What were you going to say, Floyd?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I just will just remind Americans, Fortnite is 2 weeks. Two weeks.
That's right. As I found out, like, I've been talking about a fortnight for ages, and it was just having Rich on at the end of the episode. He goes, "What's a fortnight?" What? Fortnite is every 2 weeks. Every two weeks.
It's not just a video game on PlayStation 5. It's an actual measurement of time.
But thank you for joining me, Floyd. I've had a blast. Make sure you vote on the Discord as to who has the best roster. Is it Dynamite? Is it Collision? Who got it right? Who made the right trade-offs?
Who made
the right choices?
I'm either going to win or Sam cheated. That's the only two options.
In 2 weeks' time, I'll be kicking off the season proper with Okada vs. Naito with Trish Spears. Cannot wait to see you there. Cannot wait to jump into this season. Floyd, thank you again, and I'll catch you all soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to the AEW Match Guide podcast. If you enjoyed the show, then you can subscribe on the podcast app of your choice so you never miss an episode. Also, feel free to let me know on Twitter @Sir_Samuel. I'd love to hear from you. The AEW Match Guide podcast is brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network, where you can find many other fantastic podcasts discussing not just AEW, but all parts of the world of professional wrestling. Looking forward to seeing you again next week. I'm Sam Brown.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to goodranchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.